Good morning. It's a Thursday morning, and we're with Jim Kevlin, the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Not too many people that I know like mosquitoes, and we're going to take some time today to talk about a new invention called the Skeeter Eater.
David, there was a dusting of snow on the cars the other morning, and in Richfield Springs, there was enough snowfall to cover the ground. So here's a story that looks forward to next summer. Last summer, a fairly well-known local man, Gary Welch, he operates a boat rental business. It's spelled like Jerry, but pronounced Gary, was trying to take a nap in his trailer. He was looking up at the screen-covered skylight, and there was a little hole. A mosquito had found its way in, but couldn't find its way out. Well, Gary watched for 15 minutes, a half hour, 45 minutes, but the mosquito just couldn't get away. That was Gary's eureka moment. He has a home on Otsego Lake, and it priced out various mosquito traps, electrical and ultraviolet and so on, and he tells me they can cost as much as $1,000. With his new knowledge about insects, Gary quickly developed what he's calling the Skeeter Eater, which he expects to market for as little as $10. It's a 5-gallon jar. He's duct-taped the bottom half and half-filled it with water. He's covered the mouth with a screen with a small hole in it, and that's it. He called me the other day after receiving word that his invention is now patent protected. It works like this. A female mosquito is attracted by the stagnant water in the jar. It flies in through the little hole in the screen, lays eggs, tries to fly away, but is stopped by the glass. Eventually tiring, it falls into the water, and the larvae also sink into the water. That's it. Well, I didn't know this until just the other day, but after engaging with a male mosquito, the female will lay 100 eggs within 3 days. And then another 100, and then a third 100 before having to engage with a male mosquito again. In other words, David, 10 female mosquitoes within 10 days can create 3,000 little mosquitoes. Over the 13 weeks of summer, those 10 mosquitoes alone can create almost 40,000 little mosquitoes. Some of those new mosquitoes are female and soon begin laying larvae of their own. So you can see how quickly this takes off. Gary's idea is if you place a half dozen Skeeter Eaters around the yard, you can make a significant dent in your local mosquito population. Of course, this is also environmentally sound. No pesticides. It's simply water in a bottle. Now, there are companies, Gary hopes, that would be interested in his invention. He sent a letter to the Victor Mousetrap Company, which already has a product called the Mosquito Magnet. So we'll see what happens. If nobody bites, he plans to produce it himself.
You can never, ever underestimate the inventiveness of the American people. The Skeeter Eater.
Yes, sir, absolutely.
Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, where you can go to read this story and much, much more. And there's always our conversation online at wamc.org. Jim, thanks.
Thank you, David.